Listening 35. Read and listen. The only Earth boy on planet 57. Story 1.
On Friday, I went to the after-school club. Whose frisbee is this? Is it yours, Zena?
No, it isn't mine.
Can we go outside to play with this, please?
Yes, you can. Do you want to play too, Norbert?
No, thanks. I'm reading this magazine about the Vingons.
The Vingons?
They were the first people on planet 57. They had fantastic machines. They went in rockets to find new planets.
Zena and I went outside to play, but Scrig and Screech saw us.
Hey! What are you doing with that frisbee? It's mine! No, it isn't yours, Screech. It's ours.
I ran to catch the frisbee. Suddenly, oh no!
Look, a cave!
It's a room! It isn't a cave! It's made of metal!
And there's an ancient computer in it. Quick! Go and ask the teacher to come. We're going to wait here.
But Scrig and Screech didn't wait.
That Earth boy didn't find this place. We found it.
We're going to be famous! Ha ha! Quick! Turn on the computer, Scrig! Now! Click on that symbol! Ah! What's happening? I don't know.
The teacher and Norbert followed us outside. Suddenly,
wow! It's one of the Vingons' old rockets.
And Scrig and Screech are in it.
Is it going to take them to a new planet?
No, it isn't.
We're going home.
I've got a terrible headache.